so I'll just answer if he does. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it is 7 o'clock, a little after, so we'll go ahead and get started with the Moapa Town Advisory Board for the February the 28th, 2017. I'd like to welcome everybody here, our big crowd. Tell everybody hi. You could silence your cell phones for this meeting. That'd be appreciated. We'll call the meeting to order, and I've called Sherry Lyman and see if she would give us an invocation.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, so grateful for our beautiful community and for the friendships and for the leadership that we have. We're grateful for our Town Advisory Board and for their thoughtful consideration of our community and leading it to the strength that we have. And we ask that will be with our community and our leaders this day, that they will be able to understand the situations and make good decisions. And these things we pray for in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. If we please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, Vern.
Good.
What's
up today? That's very good. It's warmer tonight.
Thanks, Sherry, you already pointed that out. Sorry, Mr. Chair.
Oh, you're fine. Just have a roll call. I'm Ryan Udall, Chair of Moapa Town Advisory Board.
Jamie Shakespeare.
Bob Lyman.
Janice Redondo, Commissioner for Patrick's Office.
All right. We'll this time set aside for public comment. This will just be a time where people can comment on the agenda items only. Have any public comment at this point? I need to go ahead and approve the minutes of January 31st. Has everybody looked at those and approved them?
Almost.
Is there anything on them?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor? Aye. Okay, let's see. Then we need to also approve the agenda for tonight's meeting. I'll second it. Looks like we've approved tonight's agenda. And we don't have any other items. We have on number six, we have planning and zoning. UC 0077-17, Jackie Hope D. Jr. for a use permit for some exotic animals. Do you want to tell us what you got in mind?
Yeah, as everybody knows, we closed the zoo down, so it's no longer there. All we're asking for is to keep the three monkeys that's been Valerie's most important animal. She's raised these guys since they were weeks old. They're in the same facility, been in for 3 years. They're in all double lockouts, no issues with escapes. They're at literally at zoo standards of housing. Same thing, they've been in for 3 years. Because they were originally covered under the zoo permit, we withdrew the zoo permit. Now we're just asking for a private party permit. These will not be any social, active, business, whatever, just her emotional support animals.
Not like house.
Yeah, only reason they ever leave the house if I had to take them to my office for medical care. You know, that's really it. So that's what we're asking for, just basically a continuation of where they've been, same, for a different purpose, I guess, how we word it. And we bought, you know, the support documents from three of her specialists to show that these monkeys have been critical to her care and support emotionally, because most of you know her. She's got pretty bad terminal diseases going on, and so he's kind of essential to her well-being, and so we appreciate your consideration.
Okay, thank you. I don't think we have any questions. You guys have any questions?
What qualifies? I wouldn't think things are really that exotic. What's the qualification for an exotic animal?
It's a monkey, so yeah.
It's just not a dog or a cat or a goat or mule or donkey.
Because the county code says it's an exotic animal.
It's not on the farm animal use, and it's not on the domestic pet use, so then it falls in the exotic.
How old are they?
Nine, six, and just turned three. Oh, okay. Just turned six. So basically, the oldest monkey's been there 9 years.
Gotcha.
8 years and 10 months.
I think I've seen a monkey a couple of times.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't let you guys have that. No, doesn't affect us, the public, or anything like that. It's just...
It affects us in the fact that we appreciate them as our neighbors and want them to be happy.
Well, yeah, I just mean we're not going to... They don't fling poo at us, so we're...
Yeah, you have to come to my place for that.
That's right.
All right. I'll move that we approve the recommend approval for this.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any general business? We do have to nominate a representative for the Moapa Valley Fire Protection District Advisory Board. And it's just for discussion or possible action. I visited a little bit with Ann Shriver about doing that, and she said she would be more than happy to do that if we needed her to. So I don't know if you guys have anybody else in mind, but
I'll support anybody who's willing to do it.
Yeah.
If I don't have to.
Well, then I think we can just go ahead and vote on nominating Ann Shriver for that position. I guess we need to take a vote on it, so all in favor?
Do we have to take a motion on it first?
Do we need a motion for that? Okay. I motion that we...
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
I agree.
Okay. That was easy.
That was easy.
And is there any comments from the public on anything that we've covered or haven't, or would like to speak up on?
Pre-construction meeting for... Henry Road is tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Correct.
With the contractor and the county's engineering team. They usually give a notice to proceed if everything else is in order for a week from that time. So possibly as soon as Monday, we could start on Henry Road. Won't know until the meeting's done, but...
Right. Are you going to that meeting?
I've got... My contract's going right now, and if I can get away long enough without... I had several public comments on my job today. We held up traffic to where people were calling in to our public information person, Tammy Tiger, you know her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she called my supervisor and said, "What's going on?" We weren't nearly as bad as we were when we were paving out. But anyway, if I can get away long enough to go to that meeting, I will go to that meeting.
Okay.
I have an 11 o'clock, Mr. Chair, at the Logandale Levee, and depending on how long that goes, I just don't see it ending by noon, because that Henry Road starts at 1.
That's what it's scheduled for.
And yeah. Where's that meeting going to be?
The government center.
Oh.
I will try to be there, and okay. Just as an observer, I am not on the inspection
team.
Right. It is my group, but I will not be on that.
On that project.
At my request. So I don't have my neighbor throwing rocks at me on the way down the road.
So, Mr. Chair, Lynn Wren was excused tonight for a migraine, and I'm not sure. She's kind of my go-to person on the OAG grant for the Welcome to Moapa sign.
Okay.
And we're still looking for a nonprofit she was going to look at a certain Boy Scout. group, I thought. But so I need to just get with Lynn, and I'll probably just send you guys out an email.
What was the a nonprofit for?
The outside agency grant money has to be funneled through a nonprofit. A check can't be written to the Moapa Town Board. You don't have the authority to write a check to somebody.
Gotcha.
So that's what we're working
that's
on.
That's what we're.
But the funds are secured. We will have it. It's just we've got to work out that 501 deal.
Okay.
So I'll get back to you on that.
And then I've I talked to Weston.
Okay.
And they're going to let us use that property. So that right there behind the sign there.
Okay.
And so as soon as we just need to get a rendering of a little bit more information. So.
All right. Yeah. We do need to do that. You got to push me to follow up on that.
Okay.
Because Lynn and I are hitting this. We email a couple of days in a row, and then I don't hear from her for a month. And if I don't hear from her, it's not.
Yeah.
And so in regard to Henry Road, you aren't the only person who asked for millings.
Okay.
And spoke with Dennis Cederberg, and he said normally it's in the contract that the contractor gets to decide what happens to the millings, but he wasn't positive in that contract.
Yeah.
Clint, or no, it's
Terry.
Terry has asked to have it taken to the fairgrounds.
Because the fairgrounds called asking for it too, but he called me first.
So I do have some more info on that. So from Isola down to McKnight or to the end, that's not in the county's contract. They're not taking that. So Meadow Valley, I guess, for lack of a better term, American Constructors, is that what they're?
Their name.
That's their name.
I don't know.
Anyway, they get that portion of it from Isola down,
okay.
And then the rest of it is. Going to be county stuff.
Okay.
So we'll have.
And they want it. They have a use for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you found out. Mm-hmm. They're not willing to part with any of it.
They will part with some of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think we'll get a little portion of it from there, but I'd still like to see if we can get a small stockpile somewhere from there.
Now all the BLM, all this the non-asphalt stuff, the BLM wants it, right?
Probably. That's questions for tomorrow, which is why if I can't be there, I may have to send Chris in our office down there with a little list of questions I have.
Okay. And then duration, if we can find out, kind of. Does anybody have any?
I think
time frame on that.
I think at the first meeting I went to. This is my memory. I'm not. Don't quote me on it. But I think it was 120 days.
Yeah, 120. I think too.
Okay.
Which would be just getting into those lovely summer months.
Oh yeah.
So I'm sure they'll want. They have some.
Well, are we gonna have? Like just one lane, and there's going to be somebody always there directing traffic.
Oh, I would.
It have to be because that's the only.
That has been one of the big sticking points is trying to come up with traffic control plans, and I have not seen any of them.
Okay, because they can't close up shop at 5 and only have one lane.
Especially because it goes.
Yeah.
And you can't see that far.
Yeah. Well, the boulevard's going to be the same thing when MDOT comes to the bumps, which is. Happening this year.
Right.
So, again, questions for tomorrow.
Are they doing that before or after the fair?
No, I think it goes to bid the end of April.
Okay, so after,
after the fair.
Yeah. But ours is before the fair.
Yeah, this one's
during the fair.
Throughout the fair?
Yeah, it'll be throughout the fair if they start in March.
I'm sure they'll. It's not their first rodeo. They'll figure a way to get traffic by, I'm sure.
Now, we're unique out here.
That's for sure.
And I do worry that the county will think that because we're out here rural that they can leave it as one lane and go home and not have anybody there to direct traffic. And we do have some drivers that are new drivers, and we do have some of us that are old drivers that we want safety.
Oh, we still got kids ride bikes and all that kind of stuff, too. So.
We need safety.
I'm not a traffic person by any stretch of the imagination, but I can guarantee you they're not going to leave it one lane. I'm sure you might be off-roading in the dirt.
I thought they'll probably build that. They'll probably build it out and build a shoulder for the bike lane and then use that.
No, that's not to say it's not going to be confusing for someone new or someone who's on their cell phone.
Yeah.
But...
Well, it could be confusing for me. I get confused in Vegas all the time. But as long as they don't make it dangerous.
sure we can. We'll keep on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate that as a citizen.
Okay. Any other comments from anybody on anything? Okay. Well, we'll adjourn then. Our next meeting will be March 28th. Are we going to have that meeting? Do we know?
I don't know at this time.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll consider ourselves adjourned then.
Did Tim call?